The subjects recalled autobiographical memories to induce sadness, happiness, and a neutral emotional state on three separate scan acquisitions. Results showed that the reported level of sadness was negatively correlated with 11C-AMTRP, trapping increases in the left orbitofrontal cortex, OFC-BA11, and the right anterior cingulate cortex, ACC-BA25. By contrast, the reported level of happiness was positively correlated with 11C-AMTRP, trapping increases in the right ACC, BA32. In view of the PTH, these findings suggest that a specific emotional state that is voluntarily self-induced can rapidly be translated into a selective modification of brain regional 5-HT synthesis capacity. Near-death experiences. The light at the end of the tunnel. Mainstream neuroscience insists that individual consciousness vanishes with the death of the body. However, given its ignorance of the origins and nature of consciousness and its inability to detect the presence or absence of consciousness in any organism, living or dead, neuroscience does not seem to be in a position to back up that conviction with empirical scientific evidence. B. Allen Wallace, The Taboo of Subjectivity. Near-death experiences, NDE, occur with increasing frequency because of improved survival rates resulting from modern techniques of resuscitation. The content of NDE and the effects on patients seem similar worldwide, across all cultures and times. Cardiologist Pim Van Lommel. In 1991, 35-year-old Atlanta-based singer and songwriter Pam Reynolds began to suffer dizziness, loss of speech, and difficulty moving. The news from her CAT scan could not have been worse. She had a giant basilar artery aneurysm, a grossly swollen blood vessel in the brainstem. If it burst, it would kill her. But attempting to drain and repair it might kill her too. Her doctor offered no chance of survival using conventional procedures. As she recalls, "I will never forget the terrible sadness that permeated the air as my husband drove to our attorney's office for the filing of my last will and testament. Somehow we would have to tell our three small children that soon Mommy would make the journey to heaven, leaving them with the few short memories their tender years could afford them."